Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show tonight. We have Tony Bennett, Patrick Williams and his big band, Joni Mitchell, Glenn Miller, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Mel Torme. We'll have the Pied Pipers with Joe Stafford. And right now, let's go back to Carnegie Hall in 1938. It's Benny Goodman and the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert and Blue Skies.
Street. I used to walk in qualified, never had a cent. I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
This is the army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You've had your breakfast in bed before, but you ain't gonna have it there no more. This is the army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to do your floor, but she ain't gonna do your floor no more. So do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in a band. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she ain't gonna worry you no more. Private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, you ain't gonna have it there no more. This is the army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to do your floor, she ain't gonna do your floor no more. So do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in a band. This is the army, this is the army, and we are proud of our mind. Mr. Jones, Mr. Green, Mr. Brown, Mr. night. Yeah!
That's Mel Torme, backed up by the George Shearing Trio, and a song written by Irving Berlin. He wrote the words and the music to it back in 1942. Good World War II song called This Is the Army, Mr. Jones. Song on the hit parade three times between 1942 and 1943. Before that, we heard from Joe Stafford with the Pied Pipers, a Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh tune from 1930, one you may have heard on this show about 500 times before, called On the Sunny Side of the Street. And we went back to 1938 in the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert, opened our show with Blue Skies, Benny Goodman and the entire orchestra. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, the worst economic crisis in U.S. history up to that time happened on this day, not in 2007, not in 1929, but on this day in 1893. Stock prices plummeted. Major railroads went into receivership. 15,000 businesses went bankrupt, and 15 to 20% of the workforce was unemployed. And if that wasn't bad enough, within 7 months, over 600 banks had closed. On this day in 1900, the Billboard, a magazine for music and entertainment industry, began weekly publication after 6 years as a monthly. The name was later shortened to just Billboard. And on this day in 1942, Irving Berlin published the wonderful, wonderful song called White Christmas. The song was featured in the 1942 movie Holiday Inn, starring Bing Crosby and a host of others. Bing Crosby's recording of White Christmas has sold, well, more than 40 million copies so far, and that's increasing every day. Back to more music on Swing. It'll be Glenn Miller. We'll have Dean Martin, and here's Gene Krupa with Anita O'Day and Roy Eldridge and the classic Let Me Off Uptown.
My name is Roy.
Well, look here, Roy, and let's get groovy. Say, you been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown. What's uptown?
It's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. All you got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's a rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off uptown. They got rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Oh, where could a fella go to top it if you want to pitch a ball? You can't afford a hall. All you've got to call is, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it ain't the heat. It must be that uptown rhythm, 'cause I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Thank you. you're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say your phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody's near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? What you mean to me?
Thank you.
you think of the Stable of Standards of Glenn Miller. That's one of them that stands out. That was Glenn Miller and the String of Pearls from his CD called The Essential Glenn Miller. Before that, Dean Martin with Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, a Roy Turcoon tune from 1929, was featured in a film called Love Me or Leave Me, a song on the hit parade three times by various artists between 1929 and 1937. It was Mean to Me. And we started with Gene Krupa with Anita O'Day, great trumpet work by Roy Eldridge, and a Red Evans and Earl Bostic tune from 1941 called Let Me Off Uptown. Anita O'Day recorded this on this week back in 1941 for OK Records. Well, you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, a student of history, a broadcaster, or anyone interested in news coverage will remember this day, on this 1937 on this day, and the words of NBC's radio's Herbert Morrison, who said, "Oh, the humanity." Morrison's emotion-filled historic broadcast of the explosion of the dirigible Hindenburg at Lakehurst, New Jersey, became the first recorded coast-to-coast broadcast as it was carried on both the NBC Red and NBC Blue networks from New York City. And Senator John Fitzgerald Kennedy of Massachusetts was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for his book, Profiles in Courage, and that happened on this week back in 1957. Back to music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be the great Tony Bennett with the great Count Basie. We'll have Patrick Williams and his band here, and right now it's Joni Mitchell, and I Wish I Were in Love Again.
Sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hate, the conversations with the flying plates. I wish I were in love. Flying fur of cat and bird, the finest matching of a human bird. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I would in love again. That believes that lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again, in love again.
days a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Cole Porter wrote it, both the words and the music, back in 1934. Done here by Tony Bennett along with Count Basie's orchestra, it was Anything Goes. Before that, the big band of Patrick Williams and his big band, and All or Nothing at All, a Jack Lawrence tune from 1940, the song on the hit parade by Frank Sinatra. In 1943, he got it up to number one. And we heard from Joni Mitchell from her CD called Both Sides Again, a Rodgers and Hart tune from 1937. Music from Babes in Arms, it was I Wish I Were in Love Again. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Jimmy Dorsey. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll have Ella Mae Morris, we'll have the Modernaires, and right now, it's Jimmy Dorsey, and what's the name of that song?
Graffiti. Thank you. the moon. We'll build a dream house of love, dear.
Near to the sun and the daylight, near to the moon and the night. We'll live a lovely way, dear, living on love and pale moonlight.
Just you and I, a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way.
Baby, up among the stars, we'll find the harmony of life to a lovely tune, east of the sun and west of the moon. Sun and away, way west of the
patty cake man. Midnight's just the time for love, yet you have to scoot. But I don't mind being left behind because you're so cute. And zoot to boot, patty cake, baker's man. Baking and making all the dough you can. You never bake a wedding cake in the pan. Brrr, khaki toko papo patty cake man. Toko papo patty cake man. Patty cake, baker's man. 12 o'clock and that's the time for you to scram. Time to bake a patty cake in the pan. Jackie Doko, Bobo, Batty, Gig Man. Midnight's just the time for love, yet you have to scoot. But I don't mind being left behind because you're so cute. And zoot, to boot, Batty, Gig, Baker's Man. Baking and making all the dough you get. You never baked a wedding cake in a pan. You're just a patty cake man.
Fats Waller and Andy Razoff put together that tune back in 1938. It was Ella Mae Morris with the Freddie Slack Orchestra and a song called Patty Cake Man. Got up to number 10 on the hit parade in 1944. We heard from the Modern Airs with the Brooks Bowman tune, East of the Sun and West of the Moon, this recorded in 1957. And we started with Jimmy Dorsey and Perfidious, an English song from 1941, and it was recorded on This Week back in 1944, Decca Records. Later became a hit for the Ventures in 1960. Well, on this week back in 1851, a guy by the name of Linus Yale of Newport, New York, became well known for a patent of a clock-type lock. That's one that you go one way with and then go another way with. If the name Yale sounds familiar, it should. Yale locks are among the top locks sold today. And on this week back in 1889, the Universal Exposition opened in Paris, marking the dedication of the recently constructed Eiffel Tower, or as they might say, the Eiffel Tower. The exposition also was known for the display of the first automobile in Paris. No, it wasn't a French auto, it was a German Mercedes-Benz. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Julie London from Cincinnati's own Blue Wisp Big Band. And right now, it's Ella Fitzgerald, and How About Me?
It's over, all over, and soon somebody fuss
is spring in my heart with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charms. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love.
I'm really in love.
But only because I'm in love with you.
So in love, so in love. So in love, so in love. And I can feel the scent of roses in the air.
It's June in January, because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
It's June in January, 'cause I'm in love with you.
That's Julie London and a song, I love this song, called June in January, written by Ralph Ranger in 1934. We heard from Cincinnati's own Blue Wisp Big Band, Aren't They Good?, and a song written by Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern called I Won't Dance, from their CD called Butterfly and the Smooth One. And we heard from Ella Fitzgerald, with an Irving Berlin tune. Irving Berlin, born on this week back in 1888. And we're running a little short on time, so we're going to give you a little bit of Lionel Hampton and Red Top. To the strains of Lionel Hampton and Red Top. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next Saturday night between 10 and 11. Between 10 and 11, as I said, for lots more good music on Swing.